My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be, all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. We're going to have an in-studio visitor, Jordan Miller, LA Clippers guard who played here, George Mason, for 3 years before going to University of Miami. He's going to join us in studio. Was a Virginia State Player of the Year before that in high school. But join us right now, as he does every Wednesday at this time, is our pal Mike Rizzo, President GM of your Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So if you had to do like a big picture trade deadline analysis, did it go as expected, better than expected? What did you think?
I think I would grade it a little better than expected. I thought, you know, we weren't expecting that early Harvey deal that netted us the draft pick and a top six prospect for us. So I think that was kind of as the jump start of the trade deadline. So with that deal, that was kind of unexpected. I think we did very well in the deadline.
So as I told you, I think a few weeks ago when we were talking about possible guys going, I like Lane Thomas. I would text you that every now and then. I think he's a good player. I was kind of hoping you would keep him. You get three prospects from Cleveland for him. Kind of talk about the thinking behind dealing Lane Thomas, who I thought could be somebody that could be in the future in the outfield. I know he's 28. He's not 19 or 20, but good player. But you get three players for him, and you get a 19-year-old left-handed pitcher, this kid Clemmy. You get Rafael Ramirez Jr., and you get a third baseman, Jose Tania. So talk about the thought process of dealing Lane and the kids coming back.
Well, Lane's a terrific player for us. Last year he was all-star quality at the all-star break. He probably should have made the team. This year, dominating the lefties again and playing good outfield. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's stealing bases. He's a leader in the clubhouse and just an all around American boy. You know what I mean? He's a great kid and did a lot of good things for the organization, and we'll miss him. But when you think about the trade deadline, you think about what you have at the big league level, where your deficiencies are in the minor league level, and what you need to do to become a championship caliber club. You know, we saw Lane Bean probably at his apex of his trade value. More trade value this year for Lane Thomas than there was last year for some reason, even with more control last year. But so with that said, you know, we had a market value in our minds for what we would do Lane for, it bounced around a lot of different teams, and you know, there was a lot of interest and a lot of action with them, with the contenders, and you package in the fact that that we've got some outfielders that are close to the big leagues that that will impact the team in the very near future. We thought that it was a deal that we couldn't pass up at this time. And Alex Clemmy was a high draft choice. We loved him in the draft last year. We just couldn't get him. He's a big 6'6" left-hander that throws 95-96 with a good slider, a changeup that's on the come, and this guy's got a ceiling to be really good, rotation, front of the rotations, starting pitcher. And Jose Tena is a guy that plays shortstop. He's a terrific shortstop. He could play third. He could play second. He's got some pop. He runs really well. He's a tooled up guy that's got some power. I think he's got about 18, 19 home runs in the minor leagues this year at 23 years old. So he gives us immediate help at the upper minor leagues and big league level. And Rafi Ramirez Jr. is the son of a scout and ex-player, and is a guy that comes highly touted by our scouts, who's having a little bit of a down year, but we see bright things for him. So you package all that together, and you come to the conclusion that this package, it makes sense for us to move a good player like Lane Thomas. And so that's kind of the thought process that goes into that.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. So how should fans think about the future of the outfield, right? So you got James Wood is up. You drafted Dylan Cruz super high, so people expect eventually he's going to be part of the outfield. But what's the future of the outfield look like here in D.C.?
We're prospect heavy in the outfield. We've got a lot of good outfielders that are coming. Some that you mentioned, everyone knows Cruz and James Wood, and Young is a young kid in the big leagues already, but you've got Dylan Lyle, you've got Hassel, you've got a lot of people that are prospects that play the outfield. So I can't really tell you who's going to win out in the future to play in the outfield. I think I'm comfortable saying it's going to be an impactful outfield when we figure out who it is. And I think that it's going to be a strong part of our organization is our outfield play. So we're excited about it, and with the additional prospects we brought in, and with the extremely strong drafts that we've had the last three or four seasons, we're looking at a system that's has really grown in impact possibilities, and the good thing about it is that these prospects are finally getting to the upper minor leagues and filtering into the big leagues, which will continue.
Mike, take us in the war room for a minute for those last 20 or 30 minutes leading to the trade of Dylan Floro to the D-backs. How much time was actually left before the deadline when you consummated the deal? And how common is it to take a deal to those last few minutes before the deadline?
Well, I think it's very common that we've done it the last, couple of deadlines. It's, it's all a part of, first of all, when we say last minute deals, we've been talking to these teams for, days or hours leading up to this last minute. You just finally, get the team to commit to what your deal wants to be, or you commit to what their deal is, or there's something in between that finally gets it done. And we felt that Andreas was was something that we do lack in the minor league system. He's a corner guy with big power, that can play third and first, and you know, really swings the bat really well, and is a guy that we're excited to take a look at. You know, he's a 25 year old guy that got 19 home runs in AAA and really swings the bat well, and gives us a potential power bat at the corner. So it came late in the trade deadline day, but we had talked to Arizona previously about several different things, and this is the one we landed on.
Mike, I don't know if you can answer this, but were there any other players that other teams really wanted and you were maybe close to a deal and it just kind of fell apart, or you weren't willing to deal?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of players we weren't willing to deal. I know, you know, guys that are part of our, part of the long-term process here, we certainly didn't take any calls on our young starting pitching. We didn't take, and if we did, we kind of dismissed it right away that, we're not moving Gore or Parker or Hers or any, or Urban or any of those young kids. I think teams recognize that and kind of stay away from those guys. They know the position we're in because we all state where we're at, what our goals are at the deadline. And I think that teams respect that. So there was a lot of interesting players for us. So they, you know, keep, you know, some, there was a lot of interesting asks and some good ideas. And we bounced a few off some other teams and kind of landed on these four, the four players that we traded were the ones that were made the most sense for us in our long-term plans.
I've never counted until this year, Mike. I've never counted the amount of players that were dealt. Okay. And maybe this is normal. I just, for some reason, I was hearing guys being dealt, you know, every 5 minutes. So I went and counted from July 3rd until yesterday at the end of the deadline. 100, and this includes prospects and players to be named later, 178 players were traded in 28 days. Does that sound like a big number to you? It just seemed like there was a lot of deals, you know, over the last, I don't know, 18 hours.
Yeah, I think that would be fairly normal. I always feel that there's always a run on certain positions and certain seasons. Every team that's in contention, they like to go to their clubhouse and show that they're trying and pick up a player. So there's a lot of relievers that get moved around and for a couple of prospects each and that type of thing. And I think that that's what you saw at least late yesterday was a bevy of relief pitchers that were moving around and getting a couple of players each for them. So it was, it's typically busy late in the draft because deadlines are made for a reason, because, you know, it's, if you want to move the player or if you need to get a player, it's kind of put up or shut up at that time. I think that brings a lot of excitement in the war room. I know that. And I think it's good for the fan base because it's a day that, people are kind of tuned in, to the media and seeing what your favorite team did what, where.
Are you currently in Arizona?
No, we always lock down in the offices at the
gotcha
trade deadline.
Can you just kind of talk about, I mean, the last two nights against the D-backs were just, oh man, it was rough, especially the game where Finn just gave up the 5 runs and then 17-0 last night. Feels like it kind of snowballed from the ninth inning two nights ago until last night.
Yeah, I mean, last night was a blowout. We got our ass beat. So that one is showered off way easier than giving up 4 in the ninth. At least I'm speaking personally there. To me, the ninth inning loss was way tougher than getting blown out 17-0. That's my opinion, just because of the way you lose the game and blowouts happen. So I usually just if you wash that off and you go on to the next day, the ninth inning loss is a rough one. You know, that's the one that
right.
you're expecting to win that one. And then you turn around, you know, 10 minutes later and you're walking off the field disappointed. So, there's a game this afternoon. We've got, you play. The good thing about this sport is you play every day. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait a week to get back on the football field or, you know, 3 or 4 days to get on the basketball court. You play every day. You're going to have your, it's a roller coaster ride. You know, it's very, very few years. Is it linear from the start to the finish? So, I've been here before where you've taken your lumps or you're taking that, you've got a tough part of the schedule. And, this is one of them. You know, we went into this road trip, it's a tough road trip. Cardinals were hot, D-backs are playing good baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you go into St. Louis, you win two straight there. You could have and should have won the third game and sweep them. And you should have won in Arizona. So that's kind of the way I look at it. We were, we're in every game except for, last night, but we're in every game and it gives us a chance to win. And these are learning days for these young kids. You got to learn how to win those games. You got to learn how to tack on when you're winning 8-2, you got to learn how to tack on and make it 10-2 and don't put it in question and with experience and repetition, I think that these guys are figuring it out and will be better for it in the long run.
Talking to Mike Rizzo and Nats GM, a question we get a lot from fans is, when is this team going to start winning? You guys win the World Series in 2019. In all likelihood, this is going to be the fifth straight season with the losing record. We get it. You've come on the show a couple years ago and said, I've done this before, rebuilt it, built up a farm system, and then we get to winning. How close is this team?
I think you see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think anybody who has watched the team closely and critiqued us, I think that they see that we're getting close. I think that it's when you have emerging young starters and emerging core group of young players and more on the way, I think that you supplement that with some astute free agent signings and you're right in it. I mean, there's different ways to do these rebuilds and we've all seen it. Some teams are perpetually rebuilding and that's not us. We rebuilt once, had 8-9 years of success, and we're rebuilding again. But in that time, don't forget, we've won four divisions and a wild card championship and a world championship that a lot of other teams rebuilding can't say. And when you look at where we were and where we're going, I think there's a lot of similarities of the two rebuilds. So I think that the people who are paying attention who know where we're at see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that when you look at what the minor league system looks like and what the big league club looks like with the youth and that type of thing, I think that you can, you draw your own opinions and conclusions of where we're at. But I think that I see a lot of similarities of what we did in the past.
All right, Mike, good stuff. It's Mike Rizzo, present GM of the Nationals. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, the Nats playing their last game against Arizona today, 3:40. Then they come back. They have 11 straight games at home. So they got Milwaukee for 3, San Francisco for 4, and then the Angels for 3.
Mike Rizzo presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Joining us in studio next is Jordan Miller. He plays in the NBA for the LA Clippers, played here locally. Of course, Virginia State Player of the Year, then played at George Mason for 3 years. He'll join us next here on the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. If you're watching on the Monumental Sports Network, we have an in-studio guest, Jordan Miller, who starred here locally, played hoops at Loudoun Valley High School, was the Virginia High School League's Class 4A Player of the Year. Then he went on to play at Mason, ended up at University of Miami playing for our guy, Coach Larinaga.
Went to the Final Four.
Now he's with the Clippers, and he starred in the Summer League, averaged over 25 points a game. Jordan, welcome.
Appreciate you guys.
What's up, Jordan?
Jordan, we had a little fun with him just before we jumped on air. Jason was hyping up. So he's from Middleburg. And Jason started hyping up, oh, I love going to Middleburg. And he hyped up his spot, the Oyster Bar, and Jason was raving about it.
I love Oyster Bar. It's cool. And it's a cool little environment.
I don't want to say Jordan... He didn't have a super high ringing endorsement, but it's only because what he had.
Well,
like,
I asked him what he had.
Try anything on the menu.
Well, because Oyster Bar has got, obviously it's got oysters.
Yeah,
but I'm not an oyster guy, but I love their, you know, their fish. I love their salmon. Yeah. I love their salads. They got good stuff. And I said, "What'd you get?" He goes, "Oh, chicken tenders and fries." I said, "You might as well just go to Wendy's."
Yeah. You know, maybe I'll go back and give it another shot. You know what I'm saying?
Now that you're in the NBA, are you cognizant of your diet? Are you one of these guys that's in diet, or you just eat whatever at this point?
That's a good question. It's just a working battle. You know, I try to eat as healthy as I can, you know, just to make sure that on the court, you know, my performance is, you know, matching with what I'm eating. So it's definitely something I'm still trying to improve on. But
do the teams monitor it? Because there are players in the NBA that are famous for just eating junk food all the time. Yeah. Even in the NFL, DK Metcalf says he has one meal a day and just eats like gummy bears and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, he's a freak. He's a freak.
But I mean, you can't be a high level athlete and just keep stuffing gummy bears down your throat.
But there are some that are freaks. And I'd imagine the NBA, there's a ton of freaks that have terrible diets.
Yeah, I would say, you know, they don't necessarily monitor it to where, you know, they're tracking everything you're eating. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a professional at that point, so it's up to you. But, you know, it works. What works for you, you know, you just kind of keep going with what works for you. So if he eats gummy bears.
Teams now, like, aren't they serving you guys like protein shakes as soon as you come off the court? Yeah. Like they are trying to keep your nutrition at a certain point. You know, they can't control it all the time when you guys are out on the road doing what you're doing. But I think teams are investing a lot of money in players that they're investing huge dollar amounts in.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like the options are definitely there, you know, if you choose not to.
Right.
It's not that you can't. Mm-hmm. It's just more so a choice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of money, I don't want to get into pockets too much, but did you get to reap the benefits of NIL money at Miami? Because the football players definitely do.
Yeah. I would say like a part of like the whole pioneer of the NIL. So that year, it was my fifth year because of COVID, we all got the extra year. I was like one. I did a little bit, but compared to what people are getting now.
Right.
And like some of the players, like when we went to the Final Four, we had a lot of you know, younger guys who didn't get to play. And then when I left, and I found out what they were making the next year,
right?
And they didn't necessarily even get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, you know.
But you're like, I have an extra year of eligibility?
Exactly.
I need that NIL dip.
Yeah. But it was cool, you know, and I think it's gonna. I wonder if it's going to keep going up because it's crazy the numbers now. You know, I have some teammates that are still in college, and it's ridiculous.
How different was Miami from George Mason? So you're at George Mason from Middleburg. Mm-hmm. George Mason's a suburban school, a lot of commuters. My brother graduated from University of Miami. It's a fun school. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to be. What was it like for you?
Yeah, you know, I've been in Virginia basically my whole life, and so getting to Miami, I remember, you know, by 10 o'clock here or in Virginia, lights are off,
right?
Porch lights. And then getting to Miami and then it still being just as loud as it was in the daytime was like, it was crazy to me. And the ability to, I mean, everything's around, you know, maybe you have to take a longer bit of a drive to get to what you want to get to. But just the amount of stuff that was nearby, it was like, wow, I couldn't even really describe it. You know what I mean?
Look at his eyes. You could tell.
Hold on. Getting back to the NIL. And I know it was kind of the wrong era for you. A couple more years in college, you're just killing it. There's a kid who transferred from Virginia Tech, Lynn Kidd, who's going to Miami this year. I don't want to say the number. I found out what he's getting, and then I couldn't. It almost fell off.
Is it six figures?
I'm not going to get into it. I mean, good player, but did they just get it? I couldn't believe it.
Do you just get it from a fund? Like when NIL first broke, I thought, you know, guys are going to be doing like commercials for like Wingstop or something like that.
They don't need to do that. They just probably just shows up in their account. Like, I can't believe what's happening.
I feel like
here.
The rules are changing now. So now, so when I was there, each state had different rules.
Right.
So in Florida, the coaches couldn't help us get NIL. So they couldn't be a part of it at all.
Right.
So it was really up to us and like your brand, so to say, to get you your NIL deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now it seems I'm not keeping up with it day to day. But now it seems more like I know in Florida, the coaches can help now and boosters can also help. So that was.
But did you have any deals? Like I remember, did you have any like restaurants or whatever that
I had a big deal with Life Wallet. His name was John Ruiz.
Oh, nice.
He was kind of like the very
John Ruiz.
Very,
I know that name.
Yeah.
So, he's been involved for a few years.
Yeah, he was launching basically a company that allowed you to have all your medical passed onto one app instead of having it, you know, somewhere else. So basically, if you got into an accident or something, the ambulance or the medical team can see all your prior medical history within an app. I thought it was a good idea, you know what I mean? But I was able to be a part of that. And that's how kind of my NIL journey started.
Nice.
So you balled out this summer.
Oh, Summer League killed it.
I appreciate it.
All right, explain what
you got ripped off. You should have been named the Summer League MVP. We'll stump for you. You're too nice. I can tell that you're not going to do it. You got robbed. You should have been
averaged
the Summer League
25 a game.
Yeah. I mean,
you balled out.
Yeah. a lot of work went in this summer. You know, I knew I had to have like a big summer league.
Mm-hmm.
There's still stuff I'm trying to reach, goals I'm trying to reach, things I'm trying to prove.
Right.
And so to be able to have that hard work pay off, and like I was stressed, you know what I mean? Like I was like, okay, I don't want to do too much. You know, and when people try to do too much, mm-hmm. then your performance hinders. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you know, I was trying to show, you know, everybody what I was capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to go out and do what I did, you know, I'm happy with it, but keep trying to just grow from it.
So your rookie season, you were a two-way player. Explain exactly what that means. So you didn't play for the Clippers, but a handful of games.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Clippers were loaded with veterans. The team is changing.
Yep.
Paul George is now in Philadelphia. Russell, you know, the team has just changed
Russ
a lot.
Russ in Utah. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
Kawhi's still there.
Yep.
When he plays.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, it was a team loaded with veterans that was trying to make a playoff push. But what did that mean for you? Like, how often do you practice with the club? How often are you with the G League team? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, I would say it was about 60-40. 60 G League, 40, like, the big club, the Clippers. And basically how it works, you know, the team that I was on, like you mentioned, we had a lot of, I mean, we had four potential Hall of arguable
they're all
Hall of Famers,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. They're not even arguable. They're all Hall of Famers.
Yeah. So with that being said, right, you know, we're in championship mode with four Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they're really bought into pushing for the championship. And so what that means is some of the young guys, you know, don't necessarily get a lot of playing time.
Were you comfortable joining a team like that? Like, what's that like?
Yeah.
What's it like?
You're a second
especially.
Round pick. You're a second round pick. And you go up to James Harden.
Right.
Does he give you the time of day? Like,
what? Yeah. No, they're all cool dudes. Like, you know what I mean? Any questions you have, they'll answer it.
Right.
And stuff like that. But it was definitely, like, surreal because, like, a lot of these guys, right, I grew up watching NBA TV. And, like, before I would go to school, I'm watching a recap of a game, right? And it's them. And then being there and, like, seeing that they're real in a sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know they're real people. But, like,
sure.
Until you see someone in person, it's kind of like a different dynamic.
What's it like on a road trip with the, like, you land in, say, New York City,
right,
and you make your way to the hotels? It's just like a mob, like everybody knows you're there,
mm-hmm.
and those huge Hall of Fame personalities are on your team.
Right.
Is it like a traveling circus being with those huge, you know, players on your team?
I would say our security does a good job of making everything like be low key. You mm-hmm. know, we don't ever really go in the back of places or in the front of places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of more incognito in a sense,
right.
But you know, there's definitely moments, you know, like when we're walking into the hotel, there's a little small little entourage, or like when we're going to the games, people know where we're at, but I wouldn't say a lot of people know where we're staying necessarily,
right.
Jordan, I gotta ask you real quick, so the Wizards are gonna go through some, you know, transition because of the arena, Cap One Arena, and you know, Ted wanted to move it to Alexandria, and you know, stuff happens. City gave him a bunch of money, so he's going to redo it a little bit. Talk about the Clippers' new dome, the Intuit Dome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I believe opens in like a month, right?
Yeah, I think less than a month.
Is it less than a month?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the Clippers are playing this year.
Yep.
Talk. So you've been there.
I haven't. I was.
Actually, oh, you haven't seen it. Okay.
Yeah, I was asked to be there the 30th.
Okay.
Which is, I think, was yesterday.
Yeah.
But I was coming out here to do.
Okay, gotcha.
You know,
but what
stuff.
What do you know about it? How nice it's going to be? I bet you the locker rooms are going to be stupid.
Oh, did you see the video?
I haven't seen the video, but I hear it's unbelievable.
The tech is absurd.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the best NBA arena for now. You know what I mean? Like the resources Steve Ballmer put into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he really cares about us. And knew that, you know, sharing the arena with the Lakers wasn't the most ideal thing.
Right.
And we always would say, like, it's the Lakers' home. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
We're just staying there. So to have our own arena and to see the tech, the locker room, I believe there's some pools there. Like, I think the Clippers are setting the bar really high.
Yeah.
And I think eventually other teams will catch up to it. But I think for at least a good couple of years, we'll have the nicest arena.
It's like cool to be an LA Clipper now because you got the Intuit Dome. You got new logo and unis coming this season.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, Steve Ballmer is like this. He's got billions upon billions. He lavishes money on the players and the facility. So it's like cool to be a Clipper. Like when we were growing up, it wasn't cool to be an LA Clipper. Now it's actually cool.
So explain the locker room situation at the, is it called the Crypto? crypto.com arena,
crypto arena
where you shared with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, and I know you haven't seen it yet, but just kind of from what you know, explain the locker room situation. How big is a locker room for the players in an older arena compared to what you think it will be in the Intuit?
I've seen the locker room.
Okay, what's it look like? How much bigger is it?
It's basically like I would compare it to like kind of like a walk-in closet.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much depth,
right?
But you know, there's your initial locker, and then there's kind of like a side you can kind of pull over,
right?
And it's like a little space, like a little
more privacy.
Yeah, like a hotel closet kind of vibe. You know what I mean? You got some shelves where you can put stuff, but right. it's definitely a more personal experience each locker. You know what I mean? Versus it just being like, boom, you got a seat, you got
right. And media can get to you.
Yeah.
So more privacy.
Yeah, more privacy for sure.
Jordan Miller's hanging out with us. He plays for the LA Clippers. Scored 25 points a game in the summer league. We'll ask him about his camp when we come back. Let me tell you about what happens during DC's steamy summer temps. If you're already sweating whether or not your residential or commercial cooling system can beat the heat, then call the 5-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service, replacement, or service agreements, the 5-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will ensure your comfort all season long. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
Hey, real quick, I'll give a shout out to one of your former coaches at George Mason and at Miami. Coach Chris Caputo.
Yes, sir.
He's a buddy of mine. I know you obviously played for him, and I told him last night you were going to be on, and I said, hey, give me a couple questions I should ask him. And he said, ask him about playing Jabari Smith and to get to the Sweet 16, and I don't know what year that was, 22.
Uh-huh.
And I just looked it up because I don't remember what Jabari did, because Jabari was he number 3 pick in the draft?
He was the high pick.
Third.
And Jabari Smith went 3-for-17 in the game because Jordy was
locking him down. Very nice.
And then, of course, you won. You beat Auburn that year. But props to you for that performance. Shout out to Coach Caputo.
Yes, sir.
Can I go back, though, to what it's like meeting some of those guys? So James Harden, people know him. First of all, what was the first time that you had to check him in practice and he's trying to lull you with the dribbles?
Mm-hmm.
Because people see him like an average fan, like, he doesn't even look like he's in shape, but he's quick because he gets by everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's probably the player that impressed me the most seeing and playing against so far in my basketball career because he's just like a wizard with the basketball, right? He was asked to be a point guard for our team, but he led the league and was MVP in the NBA. So the fact that he could transition from being the leading scorer in the NBA to just being a point guard, it was that's hard to do. But as a person, right, like all these dudes, like from Russ, James, Kawhi, PG, you know, they're all different personalities.
Sure.
But they're all, you know, really cool dudes outside of basketball. And who I was really impressed with was Russell Westbrook. Like, you know, he sometimes gets this bad narrative that, you know, whatever. But he's probably the best teammate that I've ever had.
Wow.
He seems like he's ready to scrap like with fans. Like, if fans like start goofing on him from the stands, like he'll get up in their face, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like he's kind of psycho.
He doesn't take ass from anybody.
Yeah,
I loved him when he was with the Wizards.
Uh-huh.
I loved him as a player. In fact, my son, who's 17, in his bedroom, he's got posters, and he's got one of Westbrook, and mm-hmm. I was like, damn, he got traded after a
right,
year.
Right. Yeah, no, but they're all great guys, and like, you know, whatever the media, you know, it's their job to push narratives. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think as individuals and people, like, mm-hmm. you know, they're all cool people.
Is Kawhi really quiet?
Yeah, he's definitely to himself.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah.
Have you been to the clubs with James Harden yet?
No, I'm not a really big club guy.
He's staying away from
yeah,
that?
Yeah, trying to stay away from
smart, saving your money. I like it. I like that move.
But,
What did he give that one rapper? Like, I forget what they called
it. He gave him a honey bun.
A honey bun.
100K, right?
Yeah. Just gave him
100K. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I know you're not going to do that.
Yeah, nah.
You're not giving anybody 100K right now.
At least not yet.
You need to get that guaranteed contract.
Exactly.
That's what you're playing for.
Exactly.
Smart man.
Can you believe...
Save your money.
Can you believe the money right now? I mean, the TV deal that the NBA just signed, 11 years, was it $77 billion or something stupid?
No, like $7.6 billion.
I'm sorry, $7.6 billion. So the TV deals are outrageous. I can't believe the contracts to players that are... I mean, they're good players.
Yeah.
But they're making like 30 times more than Jordan ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I can only imagine if, you know, some of the players we had back then were playing now, the money they would make.
I know. Insane, I know. Can you imagine what Magic or Jordan or Bird or those guys would be making? And they're going to keep going up.
Yep. Well, think about it. I mean, I'm just going to guess. So his teammate was Paul George, has now been traded to Philadelphia.
Oh,
I'm guessing Paul George.
$76 billion.
I bet Paul George has made $250 million in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go over?
Paul George?
Yeah.
I'd go over that number. Yeah. That number's paltry. $250
for career earnings.
Yes.
Quarter of $1 billion.
Yeah. I'd go over the number.
I'm going to Spot Rack right now.
I mean, you just signed a...
Yeah, you're right. $305 million he's made in his career.
Paul George laughs at the $250 million. He points his finger and laughs.
Oh, by the way, we need to talk about your camp. Can you fill us in on the camp? Because that's why he's here. Jordan Miller has a camp coming up.
Yep. So the idea of my camp... So my camp starts tomorrow. It's the 1st to the 3rd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea and premise behind my camp, right? Growing up, you know, I loved basketball, but I never really necessarily had someone I could talk to who's kind of been through the rope and be able to interact with me, see that I'm just a regular person, just like them.
Where's the camp?
It's at Loudoun Valley High School.
Loudoun Valley High School, starting tomorrow.
Yep. And just to be able to kind of relate to them in a way, in the best possible way that I can, and to just kind of let them know, like, it's possible, you know, like, at the end of the day, when I was their age, I didn't know I would be where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want them to kind of get a feel for, A, to hear my story, but two, to also know, like, you know, as cliche as it always sounds, you can really do, you know, whatever you put your mind to.
So when you were in eighth grade, what kind of a player were you before getting to high school?
Yeah, I was definitely I was unconfident. I would get really nervous before games.
And how tall were you then? Because your buddy said you had a big time growth spurt. Sure.
Maybe, I would say probably 5'10".
5'10 in 8th grade.
5'10 in 8th grade, yeah.
You're playing AAU ball?
Yep, playing AAU ball. I was playing for my middle school team, Blue Ridge. Yep, I was playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, like being able, like I said, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but to be able to relate to them and have them know, like, if I really want to do this, I can. And just kind of fill them in, you know, with what the lifestyle, what it takes to get there and the kind of dedication that you're going to need to make it.
Mm-hmm. So are there still openings for the camp?
Yeah, there's some last minute openings.
Okay, so kids can still get
those can still sign up.
All right.
But, you know, the big thing is, you know, I want everybody, every camper to enjoy their time there.
Sure.
And to just kind of get to experience a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Will you take him to the oyster bar to get chicken tenders?
I don't think he's doing that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, man. And
I appreciate
congrats
it.
On the summer, because you obviously play great. And good luck in, you know, whenever camp opens for the Clippers. I got good vibes on this year for you, man.
I appreciate it.
I got good vibes.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, you don't, 25 a game is ridiculous. I mean, you were balling out this summer.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to control what I can control.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that is working hard. So
I was going to say, you're working.
And what parents and campers can control is if they want to go to your basketball camp starting tomorrow at Loudoun Valley High School, Google it. Jordan Miller Basketball Camp.
Yes, sir.
Jordan Miller Basketball Camp.
Sounds like it gives me a lot of one-on-one attention to the campers, which is nice.
Yeah,
there's different days. So, like, since it's 3 days, you can do a Friday session, Saturday session, or Thursday, Friday, or Saturday session. So if you can't make all the days,
are you going to teach the campers how to grow 5 or 6 inches in an off season like you did?
I wish I could. If I could, the camp would be
that's good genes there, buddy.
That must be nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Must be nice to have that.
Still waiting for that growth spurt.
It's not going to happen for us.
I've been waiting.
That ship has sailed.
My physician actually said I lost an inch in my old age. I'm shrinking.
You're an old man.
All right, we got to get out of here for Cakes, Bish Bucks. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Hey, real quick, I'll give a shout out to one of your former coaches at George Mason at Maryland,
at Miami.
Coach Chris Caputo.
Yes, sir.
He's a buddy of mine. I know you obviously played for him, and I told him last night you were going to be on, and I said, hey, give me a couple questions I should ask him. And he said, ask him about playing Jabari Smith and to get to the Sweet 16, and I don't know what year that was, 22.
Uh-huh.
And I just looked it up, because I don't remember what Jabari did, because Jabari was he number 3 pick in the draft?
He was the high pick,
third. Yeah.
And Jabari Smith went 3 for 17 in the game because Jordy was
locking him down. Very nice.
And then, of course, you won. You beat Auburn that year. But props to you for that performance. And shout out to Coach Caputo.
Yes, sir.
Can I go back, though, to what it's like meeting some of those guys? So James Harden, people know him. First of all, what was it like first time that you had to check him in practice and he's trying to lull you with the dribbles? Mm-hmm. Because people see him like an average fan, like, he doesn't even look like he's in shape, but he's quick because he gets by everybody.
Mm-hmm. He's probably the player that impressed me the most seeing and playing against so far in my basketball career, because he's just like a wizard with the basketball, right? He was asked to be a point guard for our team, but he led the league and was MVP in the NBA. So the fact that he could transition from being the leading scorer in the NBA to just being a point guard, that's hard to do. But as a person, right, like all these dudes, like from Russ, James, Kawhi, PG, they're all different personalities.
Sure.
But they're all, really cool dudes outside of basketball. And who I was really impressed with was Russell Westbrook. Like, he sometimes gets this bad narrative that, whatever. But he's probably the best teammate that I've ever had.
Wow.
He seems like he's ready to scrap with fans. Like, if fans, like start goofing on him from the stands, like, he'll get up in their face, man.
He seems like he's kind of psycho.
He doesn't take ass from anybody.
Yeah,
I loved him when he was with the Wizards.
Uh-huh.
I loved him as a player. In fact, my son, who's 17, in his bedroom, he's got posters, and he's got one of Westbrook, and mm-hmm. I was like, damn, he got traded after a year.
Right. Yeah, but they're all great guys, and, like, whatever the media, it's their job to push narratives. But, mm-hmm. I think as individuals and people, like, mm-hmm. They're all cool people.
Is Kawhi really quiet?
Yeah, he's definitely to himself.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah.
Have you been to the clubs with James Harden yet?
No, I'm not a really big club guy.
He's staying away from that?
Yeah, trying to stay away from
it. Saving your money. I like that move.
Because
what did he give that one rapper? Like, I forget what they called
it. He gave him a honey bun.
A honey bun.
100K, right?
Yeah. He just gave him
100K.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
I know you're not going to do that.
Yeah, nah.
You're not giving anybody 100K right now.
At least not yet.
You need to get that guaranteed contract.
Exactly.
That's what you're playing for.
Exactly.
Smart man.
Can you believe...
Save your money.
Can you believe the money right now? I mean, the TV deal that the NBA just signed, 11 years, was it $77 billion or something
no,
stupid?
Like $7.6 billion.
I'm sorry, $7.6 billion. So the TV deals are outrageous. I can't believe the contracts to players that are... I mean, they're good players.
Yeah.
But they're making like 30 times more than Jordan ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I could only imagine if, some of the players we had back then were playing now, the money they would make.
I know. I know. Yeah. Can you imagine what Magic or Jordan or Bird or those guys would be making? And they're going to keep going up.
Yep.
Well, think about it. I mean, I'm just going to guess. So his teammate was Paul George, has now been traded to Philadelphia.
Oh,
I'm guessing Paul George.
$76 billion.
I bet Paul George has made $250 million in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go over?
Paul George?
Yeah.
I'd go over that number. Yeah. That number's paltry. $250
for career earnings.
Yes.
Quarter of $1 billion.
Yeah. I'd go over the number.
I'm going to SpotRack right now.
I mean, you just signed a...
Yeah, you're right. $305 million he's made in his career.
Paul George laughs at $250 million. He points his finger and laughs.
Oh, by the way, we need to talk about your camp. Can you fill us in on the camp? Because that's why he's here. Jordan Miller has a camp coming up.
Yep. So the idea of my camp... So my camp starts tomorrow. It's the 1st to the 3rd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea and premise behind my camp, right? Growing up, I loved basketball, but I never really necessarily had someone I could talk to who's kind of been through the rope and be able to interact with me, see that I'm just a regular person, just like them.
Where's the camp?
It's at Loudoun Valley High School.
Loudoun Valley High School, starting tomorrow.
Yep. And just to be able to kind of relate to them in a way, in the best possible way that I can, and to just kind of let them know, like, it's possible, like, at the end of the day, when I was their age, I didn't know I would be where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want them to kind of get a feel for, A, to hear my story, but two, to also know, like, as cliche as it always sounds, you can really do, whatever you put your mind to.
So when you were in eighth grade, what kind of a player were you before getting to high school?
Yeah, I was definitely I was unconfident. I would get really nervous before games.
And how tall were you then? Because your buddy said you had a big time growth spurt.
Sure. Maybe, I'll say probably 5'10".
5'10" in eighth grade.
5'10" in eighth grade, yeah.
You're playing AAU ball?
Yep, playing AAU ball. I was playing for my middle school team, Blue Ridge. Yep, was playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And just, being able, like I said, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but to be able to relate to them and have them know, like, if I really want to do this, I can. And just kind of fill them in, you know, with what the lifestyle, what it takes to get there, and the kind of dedication that you're going to need to make it.
Mm-hmm. So are there still openings for the camp?
Yeah, there's some last minute openings.
Okay, so kids can still get
it. Those can still sign up.
All right.
But, you know, the big thing is, you know, I want everybody, every camper, to enjoy their time there.
Sure.
And to just kind of get to experience a once in a lifetime experience.
Will you take him to the Oyster Bar to get chicken tenders?
I don't think he's doing that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, man. And congrats on the summer, because you obviously play great. And good luck in, you know, whenever camp opens for the Clippers. I got good vibes on this year for you, man.
I appreciate it.
I got good vibes.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, you don't, 25 a game is ridiculous. I mean, you were balling out this summer.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to control what I can control.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that is working hard. So
I was going to say, you're working.
And what parents and campers can control is if they want to go to your basketball camp starting tomorrow at Loudoun Valley High School, Google it. Jordan Miller Basketball Camp.
Yes, sir.
Jordan Miller mm-hmm. Basketball Camp.
Sounds like it gives me a lot of one-on-one attention to the campers, which is nice.
Yeah, there's different days. So, like, since it's 3 days, you can do a Friday session, Saturday session, or Thursday, Friday, or Saturday session. So if you can't make all the days.
Are you going to teach the campers how to grow 5 or 6 inches in an off season like you did?
I wish I could. If I could, the camp would be.
That's good genes there, buddy.
That must be nice. Yeah, for sure. Must be nice to have that.
Still waiting for that growth spurt.
It's not going to happen for us, Jeff.
It's been waiting.
A ship has sailed.
My physician actually said I lost an inch. Yeah. In my old age, I'm shrinking.
You're an old man.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Cakes, Fish Bucks, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.